This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Welcome to the Second City Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Brandon Kane, and we're back with another Monday Deep Dish episode talking with someone who covered Blackhawks prospects this past season. Joining me on today's show is Scott McDonald of SB Nation's Colorado Avalanche website, Mile High Hockey. Scott covers the Avalanche, of course, and the team's AHL affiliate, the Colorado Eagles, but he joined me to talk about his other beat on the website, the Denver Pioneers, and more specifically, Blackhawks defenseman prospects Ian Mitchell and Slava Demin. We talked about the season that was for Mitchell and Demin, and what to expect next season, whenever that will come. I hope you enjoy listening to the conversation, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever the hell you get your podcasts. All right, Scott, so let's just start right from the jump. Ian Mitchell signed last month. Is that something that you expected to happen after his season, or with the whole coronavirus pandemic and the season ending before he could, you know, actually go for a national championship like he said his goal was at the start of the season?
Sure, yeah, I guess I'm not too surprised that he did that. I know the Blackhawks were pushing real hard for him last year. They wanted him to not join DU for his junior year and instead make the jump last season. But he did because, like you said, he ultimately wanted to try his chance at a national championship with Denver. And obviously, unfortunately, that didn't happen for I guess, anybody. So I can't say I'm too surprised. I mean, the Blackhawks wanted him. I think he's ready to make that jump. I think he just really kind of want to put that on his resume that he could have pushed for a national championship, but that didn't happen. But I think he's ready for the pros, and can't say I'm too surprised that he made that move despite the outcome of this whole coronavirus canceling the season.
Did you see any, I guess, significant gains in his performance from his sophomore season to his junior season?
I mean, I guess like just as players get older, especially in college, you can see that confidence grow within them. And I think that's kind of been the case for him as well from year to year. I mean, if you could look statistically from his freshman to his junior year this past year, I know he set a new personal best for goals, like 10 goals and then 32 points was the best this year. So statistically speaking, he definitely had one of his best years, and that was a drastic improvement. But yeah, he's gotten faster. You could see his decision making had gotten better, and I think obviously just the confidence of being named captain, which he was this past season, I think did a lot for his game. And you could really tell he was the guy on the power play. At least he was the offensive defenseman on DU's roster, and he quarterbacked that power play very well for him, which again I think shows a lot of confidence with him. And I think that was a big area that he improved on as well. I think he grew into a leader from freshman year to his junior season. And I think we all saw that last year.
Okay. Those are good things to know, because there's a need for a guy who can man the power play for Chicago. So if he could step into that role, even on the second unit during his rookie season, that'd be a big benefit for the Blackhawks.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There's been comparisons I've seen throughout this past season of Ian Mitchell and Cale Makar. And I know, you know, you're right there in Denver with the Avalanche as well. Do you see those comparisons, or is it just that their playing styles match up just enough where people kind of leap to that conclusion?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually funny you mentioned that, because especially with the media here, obviously with the Avs and the DU Pioneers, he kind of has drawn that comparison a lot this last year. He's, you know, a poor man's Cale Makar. And I honestly could see it, like, maybe not as quick on his feet, but he's a smart guy like Cale Makar is. He knows when to make, like, jump on the play. He's definitely, I would say, the most, I guess, comparable thing I could see with him and Cale Makar is, I mean, just his ability to just lead the rush and break out the puck. And, like, he knows when to make that pass first, and he knows more oftentimes than not to just take the puck up himself and will kind of break it out on his own. I think in that sense, yeah, I see a lot of the Cale Makar comparisons there, but I could see it. I mean, it'll be interesting to see when he makes this jump to the pros, if he could, you know, do it at the level Cale Makar is. I think that's pretty hard to, it's going to be a waiting game. We'll have to wait and see what he can do. But Cale Makar is a very special player, and I think Ian Mitchell definitely has the potential to be that kind of caliber player, and I guess we'll see.
I feel like there's definitely going to be a bit of, like, a media buzz the first time he comes back to Denver, and especially if that would be, like, the first game that Mitchell and Makar play against each other. I think that'd be an interesting dynamic to see how that unfolds. Hopefully for years to come.
Right. Yes, I think the potential is certainly there, but we'll see. I can't wait to see that first matchup here in Denver. It'll be fun.
What's the relationship that Mitchell had with DU's coach, David Carl?
Well, you know, I was actually talking to DU's newest captain, Cohen Olszewski, over the phone not too long ago, and he was kind of telling me, I asked him the question if this was, when you determine captains of the team, if that's more or less, you know, like a player's vote, or if that has, like, if the staff votes on that. He kind of told me it's mostly up to the staff and the coaching staff. So, I mean, that just goes to show right there that the fact that he was named captain means, you know, head coach David Carl had a lot of confidence in him, and he kind of shows him as the guy. So I'd say the relationship is solid. When I talked to him, I guess back in November, I interviewed both Ian Mitchell and David Carl. He told me, I actually have the quote right here. I'll just read it off. He said, "Mitchie has been really good for us. He wanted to be a dominant player in college hockey, night in and night out. I think he's done that. And then off the ice, he's done a great job of bringing this team close together, leading by example of how to treat your teammates, how to treat others around the program. And I think that our group is really, really close because of Ian's demeanor and how Ian treats people with respect." So, I mean, that, I guess that quote right there kind of just sums it up for you. You know, he's a great player on the ice, he says that, but, like, it's the stuff that you do off the ice that kind of really determines a player's value some of the time. And I think, yeah, David Carl, he loved Mitchell. I think he's going to be sad to see him go, but yeah, great relationship I think those two had.
Yeah, and if that was back in November, you just have to feel that the time that he had with the team throughout the season, that just probably grew even more and, you know, hopefully rubbed off on his teammates as well.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I think it should. That's what you do as a captain, you know? So I think he's certainly done that.
And then switching gears here, the Blackhawks acquired Slava Demin, a defenseman in the Robin Leonard trade in February, I believe, or it was late January. What can you tell us about his game?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys you don't maybe, you know, Ian Mitchell, you notice a lot more because he's that offensive defenseman kind of guy. He's quick to join the rush, and he's, I guess, more, you know, fun to watch. Slava Demin's kind of, he's your stay-at-home defenseman. He's more of a raw prospect. It'll be interesting to see what his timeline looks like joining the Blackhawks organization. I think he certainly needs time. Obviously, he's coming back to DU this next year, and I think it'd be smart if he stayed another senior year as well. But I would say when he came in from as Wenatchee, the Wenatchee Wild, the BCHL, I think he was touted as an offensive defenseman. He was drafted by Vegas a couple years ago. That's what he was. And I mean, he put up something like 45, 50 points in his final year at the BCHL. And I think that has not translated over to the collegiate level. I think he's kind of, I guess, maybe been in the shadow of the Ian Mitchells. He's kind of been playing a lot of the third pairing minutes and then a little bit of a promotion to, like, second pair later in the season. But he's your stay-at-home guy. He knows he's smart. He's definitely good at positioning with his feet and his stick, but his skating's maybe not the strongest of his abilities, I guess. When you compare it to a guy like Ian Mitchell, it's a tough comparison, but yeah, he's more not as mobile, but stay at home. He's smart. He knows what to do with the puck, but he's a raw prospect for sure at the end of the day.
Do you see him this season just having an increased role as far as just his playing time or also with special teams?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the roster heading into next year for the Pioneers, they graduate a lot of their defensemen. Obviously, Mitchell's turning pro at the Blackhawks. Assistant captain Michael Davies was a defenseman. He's a senior, so he graduated, as did Eric Fear. So, I mean, you lost three of your, like, top six defensemen right there. So I think now all of a sudden, Slava Demin's been kind of thrust into, I guess, a top pair role now. So I think this is going to be kind of one of those make or break years for him, where we get to really see how he's matured and who he really is as a player. And I'm excited to watch that because I think his playing minutes are certainly going to go up, and maybe we'll start to see some of that offensive spark that we saw in the BCHL.
Did him and Mitchell play at all together on the same pairing or no?
They did not. Yeah, no. Okay. They never played together.
I was thinking that'd just be like an interesting contrast of styles where you have a guy who's more stay-at-home oriented and then Mitchell who can just go free.
Right, yeah, no, it would be. I think that's the perfect compliment for a defenseman, but yeah, I don't think they ever played together.
So what do you see as the expectation for Demin and DU heading into next season, whenever that season starts?
Right, I mean, I think the expectations never change. I think it's a bit unfortunate because I think DU had one of their stronger teams they've had, I guess, since they won the national championship. And, I mean, going back to our original point, that's really why Mitchell decided to return for his junior season this past year, because he thought he had a real legitimate chance of winning. And I think they did. And obviously the unfortunate situation that happened, they didn't get the chance. So I think it's going to be a little tough because you're missing a lot of those top guys. You're missing Mitchell, you know, your captain, you lose half your defensemen, and it's going to certainly be tough, but I think the expectations never change. They're going to fight for a national championship. And I think it's going to be a kind of a new wave, a new era of players that are coming in through Denver, and we'll see how they ride.
So the expectation every year is pretty much frozen four or bust, you would say, for them?
I would say, yeah, for Denver. I mean, they've won, I think it's like an NCAA record. It's like maybe like, don't quote me on this, but I think they've won like the most 20-plus win seasons in recent history, at least. And that's always the expectation. I think they've made the tournament. I guess this would have been like 6 or 7 years in a row, I think. That's kind of when with a program like DU, that it's one of the most winningest national programs in college hockey, I think, yeah, that those expectations never change regardless of who's on the ice. And I think that starts the culture of with the head coach, David Carl, and I think he's really instilled that within the locker room. And expectations certainly never change there, and we'll just kind of see how it goes.
Is DU kind of put up on a pedestal in the Denver sports landscape? I know it's the only, like, college – you know, in town, but is there more like media coverage on them than you would expect for a college team? Because I feel like if there was, then that could help guys when they transition to the next level to deal with kind of more scrutiny and whatever they would deal with.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, I would say, yeah, if you go to a DU Pioneers hockey game, it's sold out just about every night. I couldn't really tell you what the capacity is of the Magnus Arena where they play at. But I mean, yeah, you're playing in front of a sellout crowd. I was, you know, part of the media scrums down there. There'd be anywhere from 5 to 10 of us usually per home game. Obviously it kind of depends on maybe if North Dakota's in town, then there's going to be a little more media. But I would say, yeah, it's definitely a good, I think that's why a lot of people choose maybe the North Dakotas and the Denvers of the college hockey world, because I think it very much can prepare you for, I guess, life in the pros, you know, whether that be with dealing with media or just fans in attendance, things like that, level of competition. I think, yeah, certainly it's going to help a guy transition into the big leagues.
All right. I don't have any more questions for you, Scott. Do you think that we covered everything that we could today?
I would say, yeah, that was good. I think we nailed it.
All right. So let people know where they can find your work to follow Demin in the Pioneers next season.
Sorry, what's that? I lost you there.
Oh, just let people know where they can find your work and follow Demon and the Pioneers next season.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You can follow me at, I guess, Mile High Hockey or at Off Scott Free on Twitter. And I'll have all your coverage next year for Slava Demon and the DU Pioneers.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.